Susie, it's Stuart. How are you? Not bad, not bad. Being generous, yes, and having no one to fucking refer anything to makes my job. I don't know. I don't. Well, look, Kishan's in Japan, and I'm sure her weight is, her sort of daughter isn't doing too well. So I think she'd much rather be working than looking up. I mean, looking after the grandkids is always fine, but I think, the reasoning behind it, that's it. So we've currently got, so I'm trying to refer to people, and they're going, well, no, but I'm like, yeah, that's fine, but I can't say, well, after they've dealt with buddy everyone, I can't just say no. I want to dot my's and cross my t's on this turf grass. So that's all right. So Glenn's, I quite funny. I left a voicemail for Joe about an hour ago because we've currently got Glenn down, thinking Glenn was down for a meeting today, and that's it. But Glenn's actually down for a couple of days. So I was seeing what yourself and Joe are doing, and if you wanted to try and catch up for lunch tomorrow. But yeah, so I left him a voicemail, so if he's wandering around the office, slap him and tell him to check his voicemail or give us a call. Yeah, and so, but what can I do for you? Fuck it, what are you doing to? I love you dearly, but Jesus. They just. Oh, so I'm basically my senior runner. I'm just a Winslow underwriter, which hey, it could be worse. Like hey, that's fine. So I haven't started. We're just sitting here with a thumb up my ass, just waiting for Winslow to come through. Not easy. Yep. Oh, yep. No, it's all... Yeah. Everything else is all fucking skew-whiff and looking shit. I think I can. Can you send me a copy of the old one? I don't know where the fuck I've saved it. I don't know if I remember the password. But if you send it through, I'll try and have a bit of a play around this afternoon and fix her up and do... That's it. That's why I'm just like, oh, I'll just make it nice and simple. But then, yeah, as soon as you do it. Nah, because I think the issue is, if we do it for you, then, I trust you guys, but some people I just do not fucking trust. So if it, I just don't want, if you send it to the client and then all of a sudden they're just putting in whatever the fuck they want. And that's all. It's nothing against you. It's just, I'd rather, just say, look, they might just add someone else to it that we don't want to insure and get us into strife, which has happened, and that's why we tried to try to keep it that way. Infrastructure. Easy. Just copy and paste exactly the insured name you want on it and start sending me those other ones. You will hear me cursing you out. Don't take it personally. But look, at least if they all come in at the same time, I can just use the same template, I can use the same, hopefully they're all about the same values, I can use all the same deductibles, all the same everything. Anything major, but bigger than what they've currently allowed, but big enough that it's got to dot my I's and cross my T's, and I guess it's just a matter of where they are. Because I think the only other thing that we might have an issue with is if they're next to other ones. But I think we'll just let. I think we just sort of are. I think we talked about this with Haweda, And I think she said, look, if ARG asked for it, we'll ask them, but let's not create more work for us and the client and Susie and Joe. If they want that information, they can ask for it. Otherwise, we'll just plead ignorance and do it that way. And I said, that sounds fucking good to me. So, excellent. So, beautiful. And just tell him, word him up and just say, yeah, give us a call back if he's free for lunch. And because, yeah, we're just like, oh my God, he's not a last second replacement. He's just at least like, fuck, we got Glenn down for a day. So we just had a morning tea and a bit of a meeting with him. And then he's like, so what do you got tomorrow? And Elise's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're going home today. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm going home tomorrow. So I'm like, so I just said, nice. Well, I said, well, hey, we can go out and see Joe. And then we're, if we come out your way, he's already near the airport. So yeah. So then we can just push Glenn into a plane and we can fuck off home and we're laughing. Check his voicemail and then check his emails with them and then send them through and then ruin my afternoon and we're all happy families. Exactly. Now, shoot me that CSE and I'll try and look at it. I'm just in the middle of one now, but I'll try and look at it after lunch for you. I'll get it out of Sabo. Thanks, Susie. You too. See ya.